Hello guys, and welcome to my second podcast. On this podcast, I'm basically going to identify the different spirits you see operating in the church body and as a believer. So there's two spirits mainly that operate in the church body today. There is walking out the Holy Spirit, and then walking out a religious Pharisee spirit. So we're going to talk about that, and we're just going to expose this because the enemy has been working so hard in the church to deceive people that this religious spirit is the heart of Christ, and that is a lie from the straight pits of hell. So we're going to talk about it. So you ask, okay, well, how do you know the difference between somebody operating in the Holy Spirit and somebody operating in a religious spirit? So there are things in the Bible that talks about both of these spirits. So first, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit does. So the Holy Spirit, if somebody has the Holy Spirit and they're walking it out in their everyday life, a lot of times you're going to see love from them. You're going to see them be humble and be correctable. Not that you, when you approach them and hold them accountable for something, that they're going to blow up in pride. They're humble enough to say, I am broken and I need a savior. They're going to have that just gentleness to them, because it says the fruit of the Spirit. It's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. So, and somebody walking in the Holy Spirit, they are going to have power and authority. So when you have a Holy Spirit-filled believer, you are going to see them have a boldness to them. It says in the Word that we will be as bold as lions. They die to the old man and they repent when they need to repent. So if somebody is walking in the Holy Spirit, you are just going to feel this sense of love and comfort from them, because it's not them, right? It's the Holy Spirit working inside of them, because we are called to be disciples. We die to ourselves, meaning our desires, what we want, we die to that so we can walk out the path that the Lord has for us. And to do that, we need to be in connection with Him. We need to be in prayer, in our Word, fellowshipping with other believers, having someone hold us accountable. We need that in our lives, and we needed to stay rooted. Our number one thing in our lives should be our relationship with Jesus. And I understand that life gets busy, but you make time for things that you want to make time for. So I would encourage you to, because it's not about, y'all, some people will get to the gates and He will say, I never knew you, because that's it, y'all. That is it. It's about a personal relationship with Jesus. So now we're going to go to the flip side of things, right? We're going to talk a little bit about the religious Pharisee spirit, okay? Jesus was the hardest on this spirit. And I'm telling you, y'all, I see this spirit sometimes and I will call it out. Jesus literally told the religious Pharisees that your father is the devil. He literally told them, y'all, that your father is the devil. And you can find that in John 8:44. They just don't walk it out. Usually this person or somebody operating under this spirit is going to have these characteristics. And let me pause right here and tell you, people who have that religious spirit understand that the Bible says we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but powers and principalities, things of the unseen realm. So that's spiritual. So you have to pray for that vessel that is stuck in this bondage, because we have to, as people walking out our faith, we have to pray for these people who do persecute us. You know, sometimes it's hard, but we got to think about, Jesus on the cross, these people were being horribly cruel to him. And he says, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. So we have to die to ourselves and actually walk out like Jesus had this radical, we're called to be radical believers that radically forgive. That doesn't mean you give someone access to your life, but you forgive them and you walk out kindness and you walk it out in your daily life. So let's talk a little bit about the religious spirit. So a lot of times, and this is all through scripture, y'all. And I will give you at the end, I will give you several different Bible verses to look up, and that, you know, all this is from scripture. So the religious spirit is going to be very murderous when someone is operating under a religious spirit. A lot of times when they are faced with the truth, they are very murderous and angry. And I see that still today. A lot of times after deliverance or, you know, just something is if I'm doing something and I'm walking out the Holy Spirit, there's always these religious demons that always manifest at me. And it's okay. I still love them. But a lot of times they're very prideful in what they do. If you correct or you try to hold them accountable, they will lash out in anger and murderous. They're always at church regularly, but they don't recognize the Holy Spirit moving. It makes them angry. And just like in Jesus's day, they were always at the synagogue, but they didn't recognize Jesus. And it says in the word, they have a form of godliness, but deny its power to make them godly. And that is found in 2 Timothy. And it goes on to say, stay away from these people. And on the outside, they may dress holy and put together, but on the inside are all uncleanliness. And it literally says that in scripture. They just do not walk out what the Lord tells us to. They might look put together, but inside, you know, I have seen this in so many places that I went, and a lot of churches in America, because that's where we live, and we're going to talk about that. It's like every minute of the service is accounted for. Every minute. So I'm going to say this, but we have where we are quenching the Holy Spirit and allowing demons to be comfortable and not confronted. So, you know, when do we get to the point where we're no longer just believers, but we're actually disciples and we deny ourselves and walk out repentance? Because it says in the word in James 2:19 that even the demons believe and tremble. So there's a lot of Christians, you see what I'm saying, that may believe, but they don't tremble. They don't change. They are the same. The only thing that you are doing is changing your location on Sunday morning. Let me tell you, you are not walking out the call you have on your life. It should carry over to Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. You should not just go and starve yourself spiritually throughout the week and then assume that your pastor is going to feed you and you've been starving yourself spiritually. Guys, we have to wake up. Like, the times are now, like, where we have to wake up to the spiritual aspect of this. We need to stop sleeping and we need to wake up. We need to wake up and understand that we are not fighting each other. And that's the thing. We can do things different than one another. We can worship different than one another. The biggest tactic of the enemy is like putting these labels and denominations, because all it does is separate us. It doesn't matter if you worship different, if we dress different, if I wear pants, if you wear a dress, it shouldn't matter. We still should have unity in the church body, because we can do things differently and still have love for one another. Like, a lot of these issues, the demons, all that, that is a secondary issue, which means it is not a salvation issue. And even if you don't believe, just like I do, does not mean that we can't still have unity in the body. I can still love you and not agree with you. In the church body, that's where we've got it wrong. We need to lock hands, and we need to go after the real enemy, not each other. We need to armor up, put our armor on, and walk this thing out together, hand in hand. We should not be fighting over secondary issues. Primary issues, yes, we're going to have a talk about that, because that is a salvation issue. But if it's not, we have divided over so many silly things in the world. When I was in the world, I would laugh at them. I would literally say, they claim to be walking with the same person, with Jesus, but look at them acting like that to one another. And in the Word, it says, we love one another. We love each other in the body. We all have a different part. Like, somebody might be gifted in evangelism, somebody might be gifted in this or that, or be, you know, we all fit together as one body. So we need to stop getting so distracted by the enemy's tactics to divide us, and we have to put our armor on. So I just wanted to come on here, and I really wanted to touch that main thing, because before we get into anything deeper, we need to go over what it looks like to actually be a disciple of Jesus and denying ourselves. Once we get past that, we will get into depth of, you know, talking about demons, talking about spiritual authority. We will go into all of that, but we really need to set a foundation, and we need to fix our eyes on Jesus. We need to be in a relationship with Him. We need to be in our Word. We need to be in prayer and let the Holy Spirit lead us and humble ourselves. And that way we can walk out what He's called us to, because we are never going to walk out the call that He has on our lives unless we humble ourselves and we stay connected with Him, and He will guide our path. He will light our path. So I will see you guys next week, and you guys message me at, you know, tell me something that you would love a topic on, and I'll get back with you. So, and we'll figure this out together. I hope you guys have a blessed day, and God bless.